Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. We have Irene here talking about dementia. She says, my father recently passed away with dementia, and he wasn't interested in anything to prevent it early or stop it once it was progressing. I want to make sure I don't get it. I'm only 41 now, but I want to keep my mind sharp. And what kinds of foods should I avoid or supplements should I take to make sure I never get diagnosed? May God bless you both.
Don't ever go to a doctor.
right?
Yeah, you can stop the diagnosis by never going to see anybody.
Oh, man.
And that definitely works. And I like what she's saying. Frank Schallenberger's latest newsletter was about how a lot of diagnoses of things like Alzheimer's are really a blend of a lot of different kinds of dementia. And so do these things that she's asking about in the question. Take good care of yourself. There's no such thing as somebody knowing exactly what kind of dementia you have or what's going on with it. So experiment and work with a bunch of things. And Meridian here will tell you some things. When people would come in, of course, I would look at their dental stuff. Right. If you've got a lot of dental poison, that stuff's right there by your brain. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people where we put the galvanometer on their teeth and it just almost blows the thing up because they have, gold and mercury fillings right next to each other. They've got batteries right there in their face.
Oh my gosh.
This is a horrible idea, if you actually want your brain to work electrically, putting a battery in the face is a really bad idea.
Right.
So obviously checking with that. I would give people big dose B12 shots, like really big, and see if it made any difference at all. Of course, I do the dry blood thing. We'd look to see if they had a big bunch of heavy metal or candida going on. If somebody's full of candida or has a huge virus load, do something about that, right? You don't want to just be sitting on that and not be aware that that's going on. Eat bright and dark colors. Poop regularly. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The liver and the brain are very intimately connected. If you don't think so, try a coffee enema and see how smart you get. When that stuff goes in and empties out the liver, there's just this clarity that happens in the mind. Try a crossword before and after a coffee enema and see what the difference is. It's pretty amazing. And then Meridian can tell you some specific diet stuff, but
yeah, coffee enemas to me is like one of the biggest and most important, but there's so much these days about coconut oil being really helpful and turning people around with Alzheimer's type issues. Natasha Campbell McBride's book, about GAPS, it's all about the connection between the gut and the brain, the same tissue neonatally, and so the importance of having a healthy gut. Almost always there's going to be digestive issues. You want to make sure that, you've got a good, healthy bowel movement. I mean, Rich thinks every meal you should have a bowel movement within a couple of hours. I personally think that's a little much for most people, but at least one full, complete, good bowel movement a day, and as many as three is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that, you want to look at what's going on because you're going to be just holding on to toxins in the body. And it's also really beneficial to use things that help to increase the circulation to the brain. One of the most well-known ones is ginkgo. And ginkgo is even available in the form of a gemotherapy, which makes it even stronger and more supportive to like a stem cell type of a plant benefit. And bacopa, which is an herb from India that has thousands of years of history being really beneficial to support the brain and its function and circulation. So, I mean, those are some ideas. Again, the hot and cold shower piece is really wonderful.
Especially with someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So much more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun that way. And also that in general, living a life that you personally want to remember, having it filled with people that you love, it make it a life that you personally want to remember. And a lot of people who've been through military trauma and other kinds of trauma, there may be some relief when the memory starts to go. And so just be aware of that part of it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's a really powerful important
yeah.
piece.
Yeah. You know, obviously brain health, I mean, you mentioned coconut oil and healthy fats and things like that are going to be helpful too, right? Just on a physical thing, a level.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say also, Dr. Massey, when you were mentioning people with their silver fillings and all this kind of stuff, I couldn't help but think of just, you know, putting your cell phone next to your ear and having that sort of for years and years. That's got to be, damaging there.
Oh, yeah. You know, microwaving the brain, I don't think there are any studies that show that it improves our intelligence. And, you know, yeah. I've actually, and I don't know if you've ever had this, have you ever had phantom vibration syndrome?
No, I remember you talking about that once. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is actually real because I had no idea it even existed. So I couldn't have like an effect that I was thinking it up. I actually damaged the nerves in my leg from having my cell phone in my pocket, driving to South Dakota and back and not realizing that every 20 feet that I travel, the cell phone sends out a burst of microwaves to locate the best tower. So at 70 miles an hour, that's happening, you know, once a second or more. I'm getting a burst of microwaves and for a month afterwards, that part of my leg where my pocket was there would vibrate every hour or two as if my cell phone were still in my pocket and it wasn't there. It was just nerve damage. So holding a cell phone near the head, if you're driving with a cell phone, put it as far as possible away from your head. Those are all good tips about dementia. And the other thing is, don't worry about getting things. That is not the kind of life anybody wants to remember. Oh, I spent my life worrying about not getting something. Mm-hmm. Let's go out and live.
Mm-hmm. I like
living
that.
Living a good life, yeah, is one that you want to remember.
Yeah, I like that. And on a separate level, there are websites out there. I mean, this is great that Irene here is 41, and it's cool that she, you know, sees something in her family lineage and she's trying to actively, I guess in her case, she wants to prevent it from happening. But I mean, it's cool that she's taking a preventative approach. There's websites like, there's a really interesting website called Luminosity, which is a place to stimulate your mind with these games, kind of like crosswords, but it's everything's online. And there's an interesting guy out here in California named JimQuick.com. You can find his name. It's KWIK. And he does a lot of stuff with the mind and the brain and learning and accessing information and things like that. So those are just some other ideas.
Yeah, those are good ideas. And also remember, if you've had a concussion, get some neural therapy to reverse the brain injury. A lot more of us than we think have had concussions, sometimes even in our infancy. And getting something like a crown of thorns or something like that, which is just little injections of procaine and a homeopathic around the head, can help reverse that.
Mm. And there's a homeopathic remedy called Natrum Sulfuricum, which is really well known for over 200 years to help reverse the symptoms of head injuries as well.
How do you say that? How do you say that one again?
Nat Sulf is typically the way it's written on the phone.
It's Natsulf. Oh, Sulph. Okay.
The name of it's Natrum Sulfuricum, but typically you'll see it on the bottle as Nat Sulf.
Oh.
That can be very, very beneficial for people. And the other thing, too, is it's so important to have good sleep. And so making sure that you don't have those different electronic instruments close to your head when you're sleeping. If you're going to have them during the day with cell phones and everything else, at least give your brain a break when it's supposed to be healing and restoring itself. And don't do it when you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Try and keep the electronics out of the space. There's tons of research, particularly from Europe, by the Bao biologists. And I'm sure if you go online and you read about the effects of Wi-Fi and cell phones and all of that, you'll see that it doesn't do anything to benefit the brain, and certainly has contributed to many brain issues, diseases, cancers, and different forms of dementia. So, you know, do your best to at least give yourself a break during sleep time.
Mm-hmm. One final piece that just came to my mind, too, was I don't have any experience with this. We have had the guy, the owner of this company on our website, Aubrey Marcus, and I think he's got a place out there in Austin called Onnit, O-N-N-I-T, and he has something. I've never taken it myself, but it's he calls it a nootropic, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. His is called Alpha.
We have lots of them here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alpha Brain, but it's a series of, I don't know what's in the product, but you know, I'm sure people can look into that, but nootropics might be something.
Okay. So I have to ask you, how smart were you after you took this, Justin?
Oh my goodness. I've never taken it. I need to try it.
Oh, okay. So when you come out, we'll all go over there and try it. And then we'll, you know, do one of those luminosity games and see if we can break the computer or something.
Yeah, test my IQ or something, right?
Yeah, that could be exciting.
Happy to try his. We've been playing with them. I haven't noticed much of a difference, but you've seen some differences, haven't you, Rich?
Well, yeah, the nootropics are pretty powerful, actually. It's just that I feel stupid without them if I use them for more than 3 days in a row, so...
Oh, really?
I've kind of taken a break.
Have you had experience with that particular brand or no?
Yeah.
So what happens is that there are different stacks of different nootropics, and they each have different mechanisms of action. So a person can, you know, some people experiment with that, and there are sites on the internet that talk about nootropics and which ones are typically good stacks for people and which ones have the biggest downswing. If you take it every day for a week, you want to take a couple of days off when you don't have to give a presentation to the governor or anything because you may not be all that smart, and let everything re-equilibrate. Mm-hmm. And some of them have more of that effect than others, but they definitely do something to mental function. There's just no question. It's, you know, the movies I've seen on it are pretty rowdy. So mm-hmm. I hate to just wholeheartedly recommend them in case there's a bunch of church people out there who still think something of my opinion. but the movie Limitless and the movie Lucy were all about substances that when they're taken, a person could access 100% of their brain. And so a lot of people are thinking about nootropics, and I saw one on the internet there, Justin. It was a stack of 17 different nootropics that you took all at once, and that's going to do something to you or for you.
I'm sure. Maybe to you. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, there's some ideas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to check those movies out, Limitless and Lucy. I'll check those out.
Amazing.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.